Nikki Haley is set to drop out of the race for president.
Three Republicans go head-to-head on WLWT to get your vote in the GOP primary Senate race.
And have you ever thought about speed climbing? Well, a Xavier graduate shows you how it's done. She's headed to the Olympics. 5 on 5 and 5. It is Wednesday, March 6th. Kelly and Steven here with you on a very rainy Wednesday that started yesterday and it just kept on going.
Yeah, truly this is on me because I likely just didn't listen well enough to realize that it was really going to carry over into this morning. But when I woke up and heard the rain dripping that I thought was an animal creeping in my house, I was like, oh, really? We're still in this?
Yeah, my youngest woke me up early and it was like a lull. So I took Charlie out, my puppy, very quickly so I wouldn't get drenched on. But it's just wet and nasty in the backyard.
It's wet and nasty and it's kind of just persistent. It's not crazy. It's just persistent. And we're going to be that way for most of the morning. So it's soggy, foggy as well. The afternoon will be drier, but we're just kind of in a soggy pattern for the end of the week. More rain is back on Friday and Saturday. Meteorologist Randy Rico will detail that each morning for us on WLWT. But for today, high of 58, so really not bad. A little breezy. Tonight, low of 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 53. And then Friday, again, we talk about the rain. High of 62. I think we're kind of hitting the spring pattern of like, all right, you're going to have some really gorgeous days that give you that excitement. And then you also have to remember that we got to get through a couple things before we can get to those really gorgeous days. So it is what it is.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It is what it is as we get into the spring-like pattern, the term you'll hear a million times between now and June when summer starts. Can't wait for that. That's what I'm really here for. Summer. All right, let's jump into the headlines. A lot of big ones, a lot of breaking ones here in the last couple hours as we record this here at 7:37. First up, Nikki Haley is ending her bid for president. So this is breaking news on our morning show around 6:30 or so. So the GOP presidential hopeful will likely exit the race against former President Donald Trump. She has a press conference scheduled for 10 a.m. today. While she did make history as the first woman to win a GOP primary, she was only able to capture two of about two dozen or so against former President Trump, winning the rest. Now, she vowed to stay in the race through Super Tuesday. That was yesterday. She did that, and she did take down Vermont yesterday. But the delegate count stands at President Trump with 1,040. Haley has only 86. You need 1,215 to clinch the GOP nomination, which President Trump will likely do now that he is running really unopposed. Again, Nikki Haley will hold a press conference today at 10 in Charleston. Next up, staying on the politics beat, but it's back here in Ohio.
Yes, preparing for our primary, which is in less than 2 weeks from today. Three men will face off, hoping to be the one to take on Senator Sherrod Brown in November. Tonight is the last chance to hear from the candidates on the same stage, and it's happening on WLWT. So the first to enter the race was State Senator Matt Dolan. His family owns the Cleveland Guardians. He previously ran for the Senate seat against now Senator J.D. Vance in 2022, if his name sounds familiar. Picked up several key endorsements, including the mayor of East Palestine, after the devastating train derailment. The other person on the ballot is businessman Bernie Moreno. He originally declared for the 2022 Senate race, but dropped out after a meeting with former President Donald Trump. He now has the endorsement for Trump in the 2024 race, along with the current U.S. Senator J.D. Vance and Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio. The third and final person, current Secretary of State Frank LaRose. Of the three, he is the only one who has won a statewide race, something he hasn't shied away from saying on the campaign trail. He was endorsed by the Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones, who commended LaRose's service in the military. If you want to tune in, WLWT News 5 anchor Sheree Pallello will be moderating. The tickets are gone, so there's interest in this for sure, and it will air from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight on WLWT, as well as being streamed on our website.
Next up, our third story, we're going to Northwest local schools. They're having a fairly big meeting tonight after a few incidents over the past few weeks to deal with discipline. So Northwest local schools say this work session this evening is to review and discuss student behavior and discipline policies. It comes after two recent incidents, the first in January at Colerain High. We've seen body camera video where officers confronted a 15-year-old that police say attacked a teacher. The last check, the teacher is in rehab. She had some pretty devastating brain injuries after being attacked. That student's attorney said he had ingested an unknown drug before the attack. Prosecutors want him to face adult charges. Now, just 2 weeks ago, a 16 and 17-year-old student at Northwest High School are accused of attacking another student in the hallway. A teacher was trying to break it up, was hit in the head, but is okay. Those two students in this case also face charges. Neither of these incidents have specifically been mentioned in connection to tonight's work session, but it's going to be brought up by some parents at the very least about what's happening inside school hallways. I'm sure there's probably other things that we have not heard about that are happening on those campuses as well. No action is expected, but at the very least, it's a discussion and it's a starting point and it's a review. And that'll be starting at 6 o'clock up at Northwest Local Schools in the Houston Conference Center. Next up, we're going to Claremont County for a prostitution bust.
Yeah, stop buzzing about this going on Friday morning on a Claremont County Facebook page. So a prostitution bust at a Union Township spa. Police say workers were charging customers for erotic massages. It all started Friday. Officers executed a search warrant at the Sunny Spa on Ohio Pike, as well as at a home that the workers share in Pierce Township. Two women are charged with several counts of promoting prostitution and human trafficking. Three other women pleaded not guilty to soliciting charges.
And our final story of the day, let's talk a little bit about the Olympics. We have a Xavier University graduate. Her name is Piper Kelly. Our Charlie Clifford did a fantastic profile piece on her. She is a speed climber. So just scurrying up the wall as fast as possible. It's incredible stuff.
This is crazy to watch. You've done wall climbing before.
But I don't go up the wall in six
and
a half seconds.
Do you know how long it takes me to go like 3 feet up in the air? Like, the vertical challenge to me is strenuous. She flies up that wall.
Yeah, just grabbing and going. It's all in the technique of between using your arms and legs at the same time. So there's three disciplines to speed climbing. We learned all this morning. There's lead, boulder, and speed. Speed, obviously, makes sense. Up at the wall as fast
as
you can.
It's like a sprint, yeah.
Lead, you climb as high as you can in 6 minutes without seeing the route. And then there is boulder. You come out, you look at the wall, you turn and look at it, and then you go. So you basically have a quick
You can't
assessment.
Plot it out in your head.
Like, you just, I guess this is the right hand hold and go from there. But the fact that these people, between the strength and dexterity in their fingers to work with their feet, to keep their hips close to the wall and just go without falling, yes, they're attached to the rope. But still, you know, the goal is to stay on the wall. It's awesome stuff.
It's insane. It's really cool. So check out that article. It is an article. But also check out the story. I sound like a old woman. Okay. Charlie did on Piper Kelly. Really cool to check out. And you can watch those trials and things going on right now ahead of the Olympics. Obviously, then we'll know everyone who will be competing for Team USA.
Yeah. So obviously, WLWT is your home for all things Olympics. We got a lot of cool profiles coming up. We've done a lot of cool ones in the past so far. And I think we are 140 some odd days to Paris. We said it this
morning. It was 143 or 146. I can't remember.
So
it's
more
very
than
specific.
We can go with more than 100 days.
Yeah.
More than 140.
There you go. Even more specific.
This is 5 on 5 and 5. That's Kelly. I'm Steven. We'll see you back here tomorrow.